We have before Senate Bill 19, authorize the sale of a tract of land in Brookings County, South Dakota, to provide for the disposition and appropriation of the sale proceeds, to authorize and appropriate other funds to the Board of Regents to purchase property for agriculture experiment station research, and to declare an emergency. We have open for proponents.
They'll need them right away.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Mike Rieger, Vice President for Administration at SDSU. What's coming around is a map for those of you who have not memorized the geography of Brookings County. So you can see what the spaces we're talking about in terms of property are. And I'll wait till they get all the way around. As you look at the map, the box in the upper left-hand corner marked number one is the property that we are requesting authorization to sell to the Department of Transportation. That plot, that small piece you indicated there, is part of a larger plot of agricultural experiment station land that we use for crop production right now. Number three is the existing Department of Transportation shop, right at the intersection of Highway 14 bypass and I-29. That property has received a lot of attention over the last several years. It's prime retail and development space, economic development groups in Brookings and in the county, and even some state legislators have asked us why we have DOT land right there on what should be prime development property. Essentially, Department of Transportation approached us and said, is there any land held by SDSU that we could move our shop to? And we identified number one. I assume DOT will then take care after we make the transition of disposing of that property or doing whatever is appropriate. Parcel two on the map is the property that's indicated as that we are requesting authority to purchase. It's 150 acres of open cropland directly north of campus. It's hard to tell looking at the map. It is, except for the highway right away, it abuts Highway 14 bypass. There are no other developments between us and the bypass there. We have a willing seller. We would use it in the experiment station for agricultural purposes or potentially long term on our master plan over the next 50 years. We could move storage or motor pool or other things that are right now in the center of campus out to that plot, but that would be well downstream. We have funds available for the purchase of plot number two. We would probably package rental income from the property, other funds such as indirect cost recovery on grants and contracts and other dollars. We would use no state dollars for the purchase of parcel two. I'd be glad to answer any questions you have.
Questions from the committee. Representative Richter.
Is parcel two outside of the city limits?
Or is that within the city limits of Brookings?
Yeah, part of it's in and part of it's out, Representative Richter.
Okay. All right. Any other questions from the committee? I have one. What process do you go through for determining values on property for sale or purchase?
We had the property we are selling to DOT appraised, so we have a standard appraisal on that property. We also had parcel number two appraised.
Any other questions from the committee? We're ready for committee action.
Any opponents, maybe?
Thank you.
Oh yeah, opponents.
Other pro.
I'm just loving this job. I'm just moving it right along. Any other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Mike Durick. I'm with the Department of Transportation. Section 1 of this bill allows the conveyance to the Department of Transportation of this 19 acres, and I guess we support that. Our existing facilities are, you know, are not in a good location with the development there. We have existing 26 acres, but this 18, nearly 19 acres would fit as fine, and we support Senate Bill 19. Questions?
Any questions?
Thank you.
Are there any other proponents? Any other proponents for Senate Bill 19? Any other proponents? Okay, closing proponents. Any opponents to Senate Bill 19? Are there any opponents? Any opponents? Nope. Closed discussion. Any committee action? We have a do-pass motion by Representative Adelstein, seconded by Representative Pummel. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no.
Representative Wang?
Aye.
Berg? Derby?
Aye.
Pummel?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Feld?
Aye.
Richter?
Aye.
Chairman, how do we move this to the consent calendar?
I would rather not have it go on the consent calendars. It's got money in it. I would rather not.
Senate Bill 19 passes with a due pass, and we'll go to the floor.